The Templar Succession, John Hart, Book 3, written by Mario Redding and read by Piers Wenner.
And what I do shall be done by all men in the years unborn. Yes, they shall talk together across the wide spaces of the earth, and the lover shall hear lover's voice, although great seas roll between them. Nor perchance will it stop at this. Perchance in future time men shall hold converse with the denizens of the stars, and even with the dead who have passed into silence and the darkness. She and Alan, Henry Rider Haggard. 1. Katoija, Kosovo, 2nd of September, 1998. The first Lumnia Dardan heard of the event that would shape the rest of her life was the sound of her mother's raised voice. But Yeta Dardan never raised her voice. She was a placid woman, content with her lot, happily married to Burim Dardan, associate professor of politics at Pristina University, and just now taking a well-earned rest at their country cottage in the village of Katoija, a few kilometres north of Pehe, with her husband and her two children, Azem, just turned 18, and Lumnia, 16 and a half. The next thing Lumnia heard was the crackle of heavy tyres. "It is the surplice," she said to herself. "They are returning." The surplice had visited them 3 times already that summer. They had behaved themselves, for the most part, limiting their aggression to shouting and ordering people to register, Serbs on one side, Albanian Muslims on the other, together with a little minor theft, chickens mainly, and the occasional lamb, always from the Albanians and never from their fellow Serbs. But rumours were rife of more extreme outrages in other parts of the country, and the minority Albanians were understandably cautious. There was a long history of ethnic hatred between the Albanians and their Serbian neighbours. Lumnia and her family were Albanian Muslims. The last time the police had come, they had ordered any Serbians to paint a large S onto the door of their houses to differentiate themselves from their non-Christian neighbours. There had been an active discussion amongst the villagers as to whether everybody ought to paint the S onto their doors as a form of protest at this infringement of their liberties by the authorities. It was finally decided, however, that no harm could come from obeying the new law, so the situation had been allowed to lapse into abeyance. The S on every other house was hardly noticed anymore. Lumnia could hear her mother shouting louder now, her voice interspersed with those of other women and the raucous baritone cries of angry and frightened men. She began to run. This was the first time the Serb police had come when the men, too, were resident in the village. Her brother, Azem, on leave from his university studies, and her father, given the political situation, on an enforced sabbatical from his professorial duties. Maybe the Serbs were threatening him, or angry about something one of the villagers had done, or Azem was mouthing off to the police in the way young men with pent-up political opinions occasionally do. Lumnia burst into the village square, her hair flowing behind her, her dress flattening against the front of her thighs. It was to be the last time in her life that she was ever able to view anything as remotely normal. The big trucks she had heard earlier were just pulling up, but paramilitaries on foot and heavily armed had infiltrated the village first. Paramilitaries, not policemen. The soldiers were splitting the men from the women and herding them into 2 groups. Lumnia was just in time to see her brother and her father being dragged away from her mother, who was shrieking and screaming, her face afire, her cheeks awash with tears. Lumnia stopped in her tracks. No one had ever dared treat her family with disrespect. Now Lumnia added her voice to the screaming and wailing of the women. She ran to her mother's side. A soldier hurried her on her way with a glancing blow from his boot. Lumnia sprawled on the ground, her dress hoiked up, her underwear showing. The soldiers jeered. Lumnia began to retch. The officer in charge of the soldiers ordered all ethnic Serbs to return to their houses. This they did, hurrying away without backward glances, abandoning their neighbours with every appearance of relief.